Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. As I have reflected on our theme around seeking Him, I have pondered over a few pertinent questions. What does my calendar, my smartphone, my social media activity, and my bank statement reveal about my priorities? Am I consumed with what others think of me, searching for their acceptance and approval, or am I seeking God to glorify Him in every area of my life? What is it that we seek after the most? Our scripture this week comes from 1 Chronicles 22 verse 19. Now devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God. Let's apply David's orders to the leaders of Israel when he instructed them to support his son Solomon to our own lives this week. Let us fully devote our hearts and souls to seeking our Lord as our most vital necessity. So let us be determined this week to be intentional about seeking God by confirming that He is Lord over our lives. As our Creator and Father, God takes a personal interest in our lives. By grace, through faith, Jesus saved us, and we now have the honor of being part of God's family, sons and daughters of the Most High. He created us to be in intimate fellowship with Him. Our biggest privilege in life is to know our Heavenly Father and to be known by Him, seeking Him, His will and purpose for every area of our lives. So let's prioritize God first in our lives. Let's redeclare Jesus as our first love and seek to be filled with His joy and peace. Let's trust God as the author of our lives and surrender everything to Him. And let's spend time in His presence and in His Word. There's nothing more valuable in this life than being in the presence of our Lord. Let's ask God to reveal His nearness to us. Let's ask Him to fill our lives, our houses, offices, cars, with the presence of His Holy Spirit. Let's be intentional about reading and meditating on God's Word as a consistent and meaningful daily task. And let's not just read the Bible or a devotional, but let's apply biblical principles, which are pleasing to God, to our daily lives. And let's inquire more of Him. Let's be intentional about our prayer lives. Let's be a people on our knees, inquiring of our Lord about every aspect of our lives. And let us be responsive and obedient to God's direction and do what He asks of us, not in our own strength, but under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Let's allow Jesus to be Lord over every area of our lives, so that the fruit of the Spirit can be produced in and through us. And let us be intentional about seeking God by repenting of sins, being quick to forgive, and by resisting the devil and worldly temptations. Through amazing grace and Jesus' great gift of eternal life and hope, we can live humble, righteous lives before our Heavenly Father. Let's be deliberate about keeping a pure heart and mind, asking God to reveal any areas of our lives that are not pleasing to Him. Let's boldly declare that the enemy has no rule over our lives, and that our lives are founded on biblical values and focused on kingdom priorities. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we confirm that You are King of Kings and Lord over our lives. We devote our hearts and souls to seeking You first in every area of our lives. Increase the desire in our hearts to read and obey Your word and will for our lives. Reveal to us any areas in our lives that are not honoring and glorifying You. Thank You that we can experience Your goodness, love and mercy as we seek to be in Your presence. We praise, honor and worship You. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.